Now, of course, the triathlon, of course, the Ironman triathlon, which will be taking place on the 23rd of June, very much coming on us very, very quickly, only a little over 4 months to go now. And I've got the man who masterminded the major plan all behind it, John Ennis, joining me on the line. And John, thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time Sport this afternoon.
No problem, Patrick. Very welcome. Good to be here.
No problem, John. I appreciate your time as well, John, because I know you're very busy in trying to organising all this. And it's a very busy time since I spoke to you last. Of course, the entries closed out, just a little over 2,600 athletes coming to Ireland, coming to y'all even, for this big event, of course. And how now are things and plans developing so far?
So far, so good. Yeah, everything's going according to plan. We're ahead of the curve, really. We're ahead of where we wanted to be in a lot of ways. A few little things were a small bit behind on, but by and large, we're getting there. Everything is overall on schedule, you know. Yeah, you said we sold out. We sold out in November, which was effectively 7 months before the race. In Ironman terms, that's unheard of. It's a fairly unique achievement for that to happen. In the field, we have over 600 American guests coming to race with us. We have 62 countries of the world represented. Of the American states, there's 47 represented. Just to give you an idea and a flavour, like, of the context that we're going to be dealing and that we're boxing with here on an international scale, you know, it's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's quite unique indeed. And John, just to give the listeners at home who haven't really heard of what an Ironman triathlon is, what's entailed among the three disciplines?
Okay, it is a triathlon, so it comprises three sports that you go from one straight into the other one to complete. It's swim, bike, run. So the swim will take place in Claycastle, 3.8 kilometres, two laps of a triangle that we'll have laid out there on the beach for them. Once they come out of the water, then they run straight up the beach into Claycastle Car Park, where they'll change into their bike gear in a transition tent that we'll have set up for them. They'll put on their cycling gear and their helmets, come out and grab their bikes and head off out on the roads of East Cork. They'll do two laps of East Cork between here, down around Ballymacoda, Cloyne, over onto the Whitegate Road, Saline, Middleton, up to Dungourney, up to Leahy's Farm. They'll turn back down towards Mount Uniacke, down into Inch. They'll come back down into Yall via the Quarry Road, down through the main street as far as the Nook. They'll go up onto Emmett Place and across onto Windmill Hill. They'll go up Windmill Hill on their bikes. They'll turn left at the top, head down the Golfing's Road, back out past Summerfield Cross, and start a second lap, two identical laps, before they return back into transition. Transition again in Claycastle, where they'll change this time into their running gear. Then they'll come down the lovely scenic Eco Boardwalk, which brings them towards town, and they'll commence the first of four laps of Yall, then on the streets of Yall, where they will pass everybody, the spectators, their families, their friends, their guests. We expect somewhere between 10 and 15,000 spectators on the streets of Yall that weekend and on the day of the event. First finisher will finish somewhere around 3:30 in the afternoon. That'll be one of the professionals. Peak finishing will be somewhere between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and then you'll have the final finishers coming home. Lights go out on the finish line at about 5 to midnight on the night. So it's a long day. For a swimmer, I should have said, I suppose, probably starts at 6:30 in the morning with the professional field. We'll have professional men. We'll have a field of about 40 of them. We have somewhere around 30 professional women who will go about 3 minutes behind the men, and then about 3 minutes behind that you'll have the age groupers heading off into the water to do their two laps.
Okay, so it's a very much an early start in the morning. It could be a long day for a lot of people as well, John. I suppose the appeal at the moment, you're looking for volunteers over the next couple of months just to give a handout over the week.
Yeah, by and large, we're getting great help from the local clubs. And I mean, this applies to all the villages and towns around the region that are involved at the front end of the event. We're engaged already with all the clubs. We've kind of got them in a holding pattern at the moment. What's going on at the moment is the bike route is all but signed off and has been fully risk assessed by Ironman's traffic management team and by the Gardaí. They're all more or less happy with it. The final sign off is the middle of the week next week. And from then on, we will know exactly how many marshals we need, where we need them, and we'll start allocating those in from the clubs. We're getting great help from all the sports clubs in the region. What's happening there is the clubs who put forward volunteers for the event will get a donation made back to their club funds from Ironman once the event is done and dusted. So it's a nice little fundraiser. It's not huge, but it's a nice way to raise some funds and get front row seats for the event as well, because everybody who helps will get they'll get an Ironman event marshal t-shirt and they'll get a goodie bag to thank them for their efforts on the day. It's an army of volunteers. It's a nightmare to pull it all together, but it is very, very well coordinated in the end, and on the day it comes together really well.
You mentioned about the traffic management plan then, John, and that has now been put together, I presume, and I know there's going to be various public meetings being taking place over in the coming weeks and months, but when can we expect the first one?
Yeah, the first one is actually scheduled in and booked and everything. We're talking Wednesday week, the 20th of February. We're going to do it at 6:30 in the Mall Arts Centre. It's for everybody and anybody. If you've got a business, you need to be there. If you are a curious, I suppose, resident on or near the route, you need to be there. If you're from town and you're just in any way at all interested or feel you'd be affected by the event, you should be in there. What we're going to do is we're going to give an overview of the event as it stands. We're going to let the Gardaí give their piece on the traffic and the parking side of things. There will also be Cork County Council, the main sponsors, have also put in place an events coordinator who's going to fill some of the car park spaces and some of the areas in town that we're not using for the event directly. They're going to fill those with food and crafts stalls for the weekend. So the spectators and all our guests will have plenty to choose from food-wise and craft-wise and get a real get in touch with the Irish, the Irish, you know, the culture, the crafts and all the stuff, all the good food and all the good arts and crafts that are available locally, to keep them busy while they're waiting for their athletes to finish, which is, as I say, it's a long day, especially if the weather isn't great, it can be a very long day. So our focus is to make the spectators feel welcome and give them something to keep them busy while the day is going on.
Okay. John, there was an appeal there towards the end of last year looking for accommodation as well for the athletes and their families and the camp around them. How's that now progressing at the moment?
Yeah, we're very happy with the way things are going. We've got quite a lot of the athletes are accommodated in hotels, I suppose, spanning from Kinsale to Waterford at the moment. And on the bay, on the weekend of the race, there will be shuttle buses running from all those venues into Youghal, down to the key points of the event, down to the registration, which will be in Green Park, and out then to Clare Castle, where they go out and rack their bikes and set them up for the race on Sunday. And again, afterwards, to collect them and bring them back to their hotels, there'll be a fleet of buses doing all that. What we're trying to do is to maximise the effect that the event has for Youghal. So the more people we can get to stay in Youghal, the more spend will be in Youghal when all this is done. So what we're trying to do is, at the moment, we're trying to get as many people who are willing to let out rooms or let out their homes for the event to do that. And that means that athletes now who have maybe booked in Waterford can come and stay in Youghal instead and free up accommodation further out to maximise the amount of people staying here in town and I suppose take the pressure off us on traffic and parking on the day as well of the event. So it's a kind of a two-pronged attack at the moment, and it's working quite well. We have a steady stream of accommodation coming in and we have a steady stream going back out. At the moment we have a surplus that kind of, there seems to be periods when that gets quite busy and periods when it quietens down again. What you will notice, if you stand on the top of Cork Hill on any Saturday or Sunday at the moment for an hour, you will see countless. I was up there myself last Sunday. We met a crew from Middleton. He's a coach and he was bringing a group of people from up the country around the event, around the route for the bike. They came up Windmill Hill. We took some photos of them as they were coming up. It's already real. It's already happening. If you talk to any of the coffee shops in town, they'll tell you that they're seeing the bikes racking up outside the door, people coming in for their cup of coffee and their scone and heading off out again on the route. It's every Saturday and Sunday at the moment, and once the evenings get a bit brighter, you'll see the nearby clubs, from I suppose Cork around to Waterford, will be down doing their tests. And at the weekends, and I think longer weekends as well, you're going to see a lot more of UK and European, nearer European, our neighbours, I suppose, coming over to make long weekends and to get out there and test out the route. Anybody doing that route on race day will want to get out there and cycle it at least once beforehand. The run, they'll just want to see where the route is. They'll want to get a flavour for the streets and just see. They won't necessarily want to actually run it. And the swim, they will want to go and test out that swim. It's a bit early in the year yet for that. The water's very cold still at the moment. But I think from Easter onwards, you're going to see a massive influx of people every weekend into the town, just coming for no other reason than to test out the Ironman route, check out the accommodation that they've booked, see where they're going to feed themselves before and after the race, and just get a feel for the town.
Okay, so there's a lot involved, John. Obviously, the logistics of it are very complicated as well, but they're all going to be ironed out, pardon the pun, over the next couple of weeks. But that public meeting that's coming up on Wednesday week, probably highly important for a lot of the town and people in the surrounding areas, just to come down and to get their minds around the logistical parts and the complicated parts of what's going to be happening that weekend.
We're fully engaged with the Chamber of Commerce and with the Business Alliance, and we're trying to get information out to their members, which we're doing through them and with them. But we're even getting people coming to us who are members of those groups saying, I haven't heard anything about Ironman. Can you tell me about X, Y, Z? We're encouraging all businesses to come to this meeting. Like, there's no point in coming to us the day after the race and saying we didn't know the road was going to be closed. That's the purpose of this meeting. It's to tell people what effects they're going to feel locally. They're going to tell people what to expect in the build-up to and on the day of the race itself and the days afterwards. Just to make people aware of what actually is going on and what's happening with the race and what's happening around the race. Cork County Council have full responsibility for the add-on festival, the food and the craft fair. People will want to ask questions about that. Some businesses might decide they want to take a stall maybe at one of the locations that's being used by the craft fairs. And they're more than welcome to do it. They don't do that through Ironman, they do it through the County Council. But that law will be made clear at the public meeting. The first of those, as I say, is the 20th. And after that, we'll be going on the road with us around to the various villages and towns around the route, delivering pretty much the exact same thing. The timings, obviously, will be a little bit different because they'll be affected differently by the bike route on the day. But you all will be the most affected town because you all is the centre, it's the hub of the whole event. And from 6 o'clock in the morning, from 3 o'clock in the morning, you all, it's going to be a hive of activity. 6 o'clock when the race starts, when the athletes start lining up to get into the water just after 6 o'clock in the morning, that's when it all kicks off. But road closures will start to come into effect from earlier than that on the day. And they will be in place until after midnight in some cases.
Well, look, I'm sure we'll get more information that over the next couple of weeks. But John, appreciate your time this afternoon, and hopefully we'll be in contact with you over the next couple of weeks when we hear more about the after the public meeting and what the ongoings are. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to the event on the 23rd of June.
Very quickly, if I could mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's two Facebook groups that we have set up out there to get information out there, okay? One of them is for people of the town and businesses in the town. It's called IM Cork Local Info. And if they get on Facebook, have a look for that. Apply to, you have to answer a couple of questions to get into it, just to say what your interest is. That gets you in there and it gets you on the back end of all the information that will be available regarding road closures and traffic and all the stuff I talked about. The other one is IM Cork Visitor Info. And what that one is for, obviously it's, the name is on the tin, it's for the athletes who are going to be coming to visit us. So that will give the information out there. We've got some local coaches putting articles up there about the different parts of the route. We have local historians from the Historical Society putting up little snippets of information just about y'all and about the area. Just to get the, because we've got, I'd say we've got about half the athletes at the moment on there, on that group, and they're watching that and they're looking at photos every day that we're posting at the beach and parts of the route. And it's just to get a flavour going and get it started for them before they come here, so they have an idea what to expect when they get here. But it's nice if people want to get in there and just see what's happening at that end as well. So those two groups again, IM Cork Local Info for the back room, the business side of things, and IM Cork Visitor Info for people who are coming to visit us for the event.
John, that's super stuff indeed, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.